Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
How about that heat? At least 6 people died in the heat wave that hovered over half the country this past weekend. Just terrible. And hundreds of thousands in New York and Michigan lost power. Climate change means extreme heat events will be more common, and there's concern that utilities won't be able to handle that strain. Julie McNamara is an energy analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists. And Julie, we know cooling demands cause most of the strain on the national electrical grid. Fans, air conditioners, refrigerators working harder. But take us beyond that. What else happens?
So in addition to increased electricity demand, we also see strain on power grid components themselves from this extreme heat, which makes them more prone to failure or not being able to work in these higher temperatures.
Yeah.
And that means that if anything goes wrong, there's less slack on the system, meaning the greater potential for outages.
Yeah. So it's not just the usage of the components of the grid. It's the actual heat on the grid. What kinds of things are people thinking about for the future? Because we know with climate change, we're going to have more of these extreme heat events.
That's right. And that's one of the things that's so important about thinking about climate change, because we have infrastructure that's meant to last decades. And that needs to be built for not just the conditions of the past, but that which we're expecting to see increase in frequency moving forward. So that's thinking about, are our systems resilient? So as we look to lower emissions, we're shifting towards cleaner resources, which are also able to better cope in these systems and in decentralized power grid, right? So if you have rooftop solar or batteries in a local community, you're better able to weather a storm, right, these outage events, than if you were just reliant on the grid itself.
Well, you're also taking pressure off the grid by doing that. Look, this past weekend, we were lucky enough to be in a place that had no air conditioning but had a breeze. And we told ourselves, well, you know, this is good because it's fewer people, you know, just a couple, but fewer people using air conditioning and more for an elderly person or an infant who needs it. Is that really true? I mean, the fact that if you don't use it or if you cut back in New York City, for instance, utilities and buildings were demanding that people keep their air conditioners at 79 degrees, for instance, or 75. If you use less or don't use it at all, does it help the system?
Sure. So any single thermostat being raised a degree or two is negligible on the system. But when you aggregate that across a city, across a town, across a region, that can make a really big difference. And that's one of the most important tools we have in the face of these high electricity demand days. It's being able to shift the timing of our electricity use.
And can utilities, let's say a building or a utility has asked people to, you know, try to cool below 75 degrees. Is there a way of knowing whether or not people are doing that?
Historically, no. But as we start to get access to these smart thermostats, utilities can actually harness that ability to be able to flatten the use, right? To try to make it more efficient. So if you aggregate over a large number of thermostats, you can make a very small shift and be able to achieve great efficiency gains for the system and really help ensure that the power stays on.
Yeah. Looking to the future, which, as you say, we must, a warming of 1 degree Celsius can lead to a tenfold increase in above 100 degree days in New York City alone. What's the one thing that utilities can do, short of maybe changing out old components that will be affected by heat? What's the one thing an individual can do?
Well, so one of the most important things to recognize is that these heat wave events are currently locked in this endless cycle of worsening, because on peak demand days, we bring those least efficient, heaviest polluting power plants online. That's driving up emissions on worst air quality days and increasing emissions of greenhouse gases. So we need to be shifting to cleaner energy resources, which not only help slow this cycle and limit the number of high heat days in the future, but also provide resilience right in the moment itself.
And what about people?
there's some ways in which we use electricity that you can push off running a dishwasher until later in the evening, once that peak period in the early evening hours has passed. But I think what's so important to know is that this is less about any given individual and much more about the system as a whole.
Julie McNamara with the Union of Concerned Scientists, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And if you were in the heat wave this past weekend, how'd you beat it? Let us know, hereandnow.org.